Egypt is crumbling. Pharaoh knows it, but refuses, no matter what, to relent. Pharaoh's advisors turn to him and say, Egypt is lost. What are you doing? What are you gaining from all this? Fine, says Pharaoh. I'll negotiate with Moshe Rabbeinu. He calls Moshe Rabbeinu back in at the beginning of the parsha, and he says to him, Nu, Moshe, let's make a deal. Mi v'mi haholchem. Who's going? Who's going to go on this trip of yours? Moshe Rabbeinu answers so famously, B'nareinu v'zkeinenu neileich, b'vaneinu v'noseinu neileich, ki chag Hashem lanu. We're all going. Everyone. Doesn't matter. The children, the elderly, our sons, our daughters, our animals, everyone's going, ki chag Hashem lanu. Paro says, no, not going to happen. Doesn't let them go. Kliyakar asks a couple questions. Says, first off, what is mi vami haholchem? Why the double lashon of mi? Second of all, why is it haholchem, going right now? It should be who will go in the future. And beyond that, why the consistent repetition of neglech? We will go, we will go, we will go. Says the Kliyakar an amazing answer. He says, you know what? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is in the midst of a fight with Paro, and Paro says to him, come on, let's get real. Call it how it is. Miva mi aholchem. Who normally goes to these things? When you're talking about sacrificing, that's not something that's done by the children. It's not something that's done by the elderly. It's not something that's done by the women. But that was ancient practice that the men went. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking about? Miva mi aholchem. You're not being honest when you're saying that you're going out if you need everyone. You just need the men. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, an amazing yesod. It's an amazing piece of information that the Jewish people keep at the pillar of what identifies us to this day. No, no. He says, first off, everybody matters. And the children are the future. That is so important. The children make up what's going to be in the future. And therefore, if they're not there, there is no prospect of future of the Jewish people. But beyond that, he says, you don't understand. You view from your perspective that the way it goes is we sacrifice. That's the beginning and that's the end of our religious practice. No, no, says Paro. That's not how it works by us. Says Moshe. That's not how it works by us. By us, it works like this. It's not only sacrifice, but it's all part of Ki Chag Hashem Lanu. It's all about celebrating with God. When you celebrate with God, you need the whole family there. If you're missing the children, if you're missing the elderly, if you're missing any piece of it, then there's something lacking. And therefore, it's not a complete Ki Chag Hashem Lanu. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, we need everyone. We'll take everyone with us, and by bringing everyone with us, we will have truly a celebration of God. Rabbi Rasner adds in a beautiful idea. He says, it's the same thing by the mitzvah of Hakel. Once every 7 years, we come to the Beis HaMikdash and we celebrate the king. He reads the Torah, and all the people are there. Why bring the children? Could you imagine what a mess that was? You're talking about walking and riding on animals and stuff like that, and you're schlepping along these children. Why? Come on. Are we there yet? All of that. Why is that? Because, says Rabbi Rasner, it's the exact same thing. If you're going to have a Chag LaShem, it's not just about having with you the grown-ups, but you need to have with you the children and the elderly. By having the entire continuum of the Jewish people, from young to old, male to female, you're showing that you're all in it together. And that is truly Ki Chag Hashem Lanu.